Can you join Ping An?
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
I'd like
to turn to a few passages with brothers and sisters.
Numbers 14. Numbers 14, verses 18 and 19. 求你将你的大慈爱赦免这百姓的罪孽，好像你从埃及到如今，抢赦免他们一样。Numbers 14, starting from verse 18.
The Lord is long suffering and abundant in mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, but he by no means cleared the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation. Pardon the iniquity of this people, I pray, according to the greatness of your mercy, just as you have forgiven this people from Egypt even until now.
我们再看耶利米书31章3节，这是今年的主题的经节。
Jeremiah 31 is the next message.
耶利米书31章3节，古时耶和华向以色列显现说， 我永远的爱爱你，因此我以此爱吸引你。
Jeremiah 31, verse 3. The Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you.
我们再看耶利米哀歌3章22节。
Lamentations 3.
耶利米哀歌3章22节，我们不至消灭，是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱，是因他的怜悯不至断绝。Lamentations
3:22, through the Lord's mercies we're not consumed, because his compassions fail not.
我们再看罗马书5章，
Romans 5,
从8节到10节。
Starting
from verse 8.
Romans 5:8, but God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son. Much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his blood. Let us bow ahead and pray together.
亲爱的主，我们实在感谢你，借着你的话，我们实在看见你何等的爱我们。Lord,
indeed, how we thank you that through man's word that we can see you.
主啊，我们实在看见你有恩典，有怜悯，有慈爱，我们不至于灭亡，完全是出于你的爱。Lord,
indeed, you are full of grace, mercy, and love towards us, that so that we do not need to perish but have eternal life.
是你的爱激励的我们，是你的爱拯救的我们，是你的爱吸引我们来到你的面前。It
is your love that has encouraged us. It is your love that has drawn us so that we can come before you today.
主，我们也将今天以下的时间交在你的手中，你和我们同在。We
commit this time to you. May you be with us.
求主你用以下的时间对我们每一个人说话。May
you speak to each and every one of us.
祷告奉主耶稣的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 讲到爱，我想我们大家都拥有过。我们一出生，我们就在父母的爱里面成长。When
it comes to love, I believe that we have all experienced it in some way. For when we were born, we experienced our parents' love.
当然，当我们长大的时候， 有的是分分轰轰烈烈的谈了一场恋爱进入的婚姻，也有的糊里糊涂的他们也进入了婚姻家庭。
Or when we then grew older, we experienced love through marriage, some in a good marriage and others maybe a little bit less so.
但是最后有的人过十年二十年了，但我听了好多弟兄姐妹我的朋友说这一切都是假的，都是骗人的。
And then yet through another 10-20 years, a lot of times you hear people say, well, it is all fake, it is not real.
他有的人甚至说我也不知道为什么当时那么糊涂，他这样眼瞎了，就这样被他骗了。
And even some said, well, after all these years, you look back and you say, I must have been blind. Why did I marry that person?
我们都拥有个爱，在爱你被爱的时候，我们心里非常的甘甜，但我们也感觉到这个人的爱是会有改变的。
And indeed, when we taste the love, it felt sweet. It always feels sweet to us. And yet, that is only but man's love.
因为我们人会改变，我们随着环境、随着各方面的情况。随着时间我们人会改变，人的爱也会改变。
Because men will change according to situation, circumstances, love will change, men will change.
但是神的爱他永远不会改变。
But God's love will never change.
不管我们人是怎么样，他爱你，因为是根据他自己的爱。
No matter how we are, he loves us according to his love.
因为他不改变。
Because he does not change.
所以刚才我们所读的耶利米书三十一章三节里面，他这个耶利米当时告诉以色列百姓。
And that's why, as we read in Lamentations chapter 3 just now,
他说神，他以慈爱爱你，以爱来吸引你。
That he drew us with his love, with his compassion.
我们知道当时耶利米做被呼叫做先知的时候，以色列的国还在耶路撒冷。
We know that back then in Jeremiah's day, the kingdom of Israel is still there.
但是因为他那时候那里的君王行了耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
And yet the kings back in those days did evil in the sight of the Lord.
所以神就借着耶利米告诉他们要悔改，如果你不悔改，你会被掳去，你的城墙会破。
And that's why through Jeremiah as the prophet, God wanted to warn his people that you have to repent, otherwise your walls will be broken through.
所以当时耶利米把这些话告诉当时的百姓，当时的执政掌权的时候，他们不听，他们不信，不听也不悔改，还是行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
And of course we knew that yet when Jeremiah spoke these words to the people and to the king, they did not listen, they remained the same, they did not repent, and that's why they have fallen ultimately.
后来城被攻破了，百姓被掳去了。
And the walls were broken through and the people were taken captive.
所以耶利米也跟着被掳去。
And so was Jeremiah.
对当时里面你知道这个先知在这样的情境他里面内心的感觉是怎么样啊
？And so you can feel the inner feelings of the prophet as we have read.
所以说他就为那个城为的百姓，他感到一个哀为他们哀哭。
And that's why he was lamenting from within.
所以他为的城墙被毁而哀哭，为的圣所被毁而哀哭，因为他里面感到有一个哀。
And because he felt the love, and that's why he was lamenting for what was happening, for what was going to happen to the sanctuary.
所以他在五首哀歌里面，他在三章二十二节他就告诉了我们。
And that's why in Lamentations 3, as we read earlier,
按照人来说，一个国家百姓被掳去，城墙这个首都都被毁掉，好像他已经看样子好像灭亡了。但是他在刚才所读的。我们不至消灭是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱是因他的怜悯不至断绝。
As a country is being destroyed by its enemy, usually the capital could fall and nothing would remain, and yet that's why he emphasized in verse 3 of verse 22 of chapter 3 in Lamentations, that through the Lord's mercy we're not consumed because his compassions fail not. Because in that condition, he saw God's love. Because God does not change.
在耶利米书里面,
And through Jeremiah, God was saying that, I love you, I love this people.
虽然百姓不听,
Even though they did not listen, they did not obey, they were doing evil in the sight of the Lord, and yet still the Lord loved them.
虽然神的手管教的手领到他百姓身上,他被掳去了,但是在这里,在爱哥里面告诉我们,这个百姓不复灭亡了。
And even when the people were taken captive and they did not turn back, and yet here he reminded them that they are not to be consumed.
因为不会养的原因,很清楚,就是耶和华的慈爱。
And it is very clear it is only because of God's love.
人改变了,神不改变。
Man may change, but God never.
因为这个慈爱,所以他就看见他还保守了。 剩余民,这些余民还要回国,还要复兴。
And because of that love, that's why there's revival, there's still a future.
关于这个事情,我们在以色列的历史上,我们可以看见,以色列人五十次的他行了耶和华眼中看为恶的事,得罪的神,神都有慈爱,恩典,怜悯,叫他们悔改。
We see this through the history of the Israelites, that throughout history, many times, again and again, they did evil in the sight of the Lord, they did not listen to the Lord, and yet again and again, the Lord showed his steadfast love towards them.
我们刚才所读的民数记里面,
in the book of Numbers, as we read,
那时候就是说,因为摩西要带领以色列百姓, 进迦南,就在迦南门口的,他派的, 12个探子去窥探那个地。
And of course, back then, they were at the door of the land of Israel, and they sent spies to check the land.
但是有10个探子回来,他报了恶信,他说那里的人太大了,我们不能,我们进去就会被他们消灭,他们没有信心,不进去。
10 of them came back with a bad report saying that this is too hard for us. If we go in, we'll be crushed. They did not have faith to take the land.
我们知道,但是神在以色列身上的工作要救以色列人出埃及进迦南。
We know that the work the Lord was doing was to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt into Canaan.
我们神的见证是在以色列人身上。
And that the testimony of God was upon the children of Israel.
在拜金牛犊的时候，神跟摩西说：“我要把这个民灭掉，让你的后裔来代替他。”And
we remember the incident of the golden calf that God said to Moses that I will destroy this people.
但是摩西他说不行，因为如果你这样，外面的人会笑你，因为他说我。 外邦人会说,你有本事把以色列人从埃及领出来,但是你没有本事把埃及,把以色列人带进迦南。But
Moses interceded and said to God that, no, but if that happens, then what will people of this world say that you have the ability to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt, but not for them to enter into the land of Canaan?
所以说神跟以色列百姓说,神说我要带你。 离开埃及,我要带你进入迦南,这是神说的,这是神的旨意,神的旨意一定要成就的。And
his words and his will was that not only was he going to bring them into out of Egypt, but that he would bring them into the land of Canaan. Those are his words and they will come to be fulfilled.
他现在到了门口要进去了,以色列人竟然说我不进去。
They were already at the door of the land, and yet the children of Israel said, we will not go in.
当然,在这里,他前面我们看见,他这个是得罪神的,这个没有信心,他有亏损神的见证的。
And this fell short of the glory and the testimony of God, and this is a sinful against God.
所以我们这里也看见那个, 这里有那个约书亚跟加勒，他的看见就不一样。
But we saw Joshua and Caleb, of course, what they saw was different.
刚才我们说，我们可以看一下，民数记十四章里面八节。
And in Numbers 14:8,
他说，耶和华若喜悦我们，就必将我们领进那地，把地赐给我们，那地原是牛奶与蜜之地。这个是约书亚跟加勒看见的。
In verse 8 it says, if the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Then that is the, those are the words of Caleb and Joshua.
所以到了九节他说，他说，但你们不可背叛耶和华。他说他们要背叛，他们不进去。他说你们不可背叛耶和华，也不要怕那地居民，因为他们是我们食物，并且庇护他们的已经离开他们了。
And in verse 9, then it says, only do not rebel against the Lord, because that's what the people were doing. They were rebelling against the Lord. Nor fear the people of the land, for they are out of bread, for they are our bread. Their protection has departed from them, and the Lord is with us.
所以告诉他们不要怕，我们要进去。但特别第十节，会众的反应，会众怎么反应啊？但从会众说，拿石头打死他们二人。
And that's why they said, do not fear them. And then what did they say in verse 10? That they said, and all the congregation said to stone them with stones.
所以忽然耶和华的荣光在会幕中向以色列人显现，耶和华对摩西说。
And then now the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of meeting before all the children of Israel. Then the Lord said to Moses.
他说，这百姓藐视我要到几时呢？我在他们中间行了这一切神迹，他们还不信我要到几时呢？
How long will these people reject me? And how long will they not believe me? With all the signs which I have performed among them.
我们知道这些人以色列的百姓，他从离开埃及就亲身经历神怎么样有十个神迹，以后怎么保守以色列人 出来。
Even in the days when they were taken out of Egypt, they personally experienced the signs, 10 signs of how God were able to save them out of Egypt.
但经过红海的时候，神怎么样叫红海分成两边，以后他过去的时候，埃及的军兵怎么样死在红海里面。
And how when they went through the Red Sea, how the waters parted, and how they walked through it, and how the Egyptian army perished in the Red Sea.
这是他们亲眼看见、亲身经历的。
Those are things that they have seen with their own eyes and personal experience.
他还有云柱，还有火柱。
And they have the pillar of cloud and fire.
这是天天的恩典，这是天天他们所看见的。
Those are grace that they experience each and every day.
他就在旷野的里面，可以，他就在神的神迹里面。
That in the wilderness they were being kept in the will of God.
他这么多的神迹在以色列身上，但是以色列人他说你还不相信我。
And even after all that many signs, still then they did not believe.
他说你还不相信我能够把你带进去，你看看你的身边你经历的有这么多神迹。
That they still did not believe me that I can bring them into this land after all these many signs.
你看，这他是这样的背叛。
And that is how rebellious they were.
后来以色列的耶和华说，我要第十二节，我要用瘟疫击杀他们，使他们不得承受那地，叫你的后裔成为大国，比他们强盛。
And in verse 12, then he said, I will strike them with the pestilence and disinherit them.And I will make of you a nation greater and mightier than they.
换句话说，到这里来说，呀，以色列的本相，以色列本身所做的，他是该死的，该灭的。
And that is to say that according to what they have done and who they were, that they were deserving of destruction.
神愿意要把他带进迦南，神要把这块地赐给他，因为是他们不进去，他们没信心，他们不要。
God was willing to bring them into the land of Canaan, and yet they did not want to.
他们拒绝。
And that they rebelled.
他们拒绝，想说好，你不要，不要就不要了。他这里就说，按照他们所做的， 他们该倒闭在旷野了。
And so God said, fine, then if you don't want it, then you don't have to take it, and that you can die in the wilderness.
但下面我们就看见摩西的祷告。
And yet then we saw Moses.
那是在我们刚才所读的十八节、十九节。
And that's what we just read in the verses earlier.
所以耶和华不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱，赦免罪孽和过犯，万不以有罪的为无罪的，必追讨的。他的罪直父及子直到三四代。
As we read in verse 18 earlier, the Lord is long-suffering and abundant in mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression. But he by no means cleared the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers of the children to the third and fourth generation.
但是在这里我们看见耶和华是有慈爱的，他是不轻易发怒的。
That we can see here that the Lord is long-suffering and abundant in mercy.
他也不以有罪的当作无罪，如果你罪就是罪，他绝对不以有罪的当作无罪的。
And he does not neglect iniquity or transgressions.
但是因为在罪，他看见白以色列人在罪里面，他就发怒了。
And in that iniquity came his wrath.
所以下面摩西求的是九节，求你降你的大慈爱。
And yet in 19, Moses prayed,Pardon the iniquity of this people.
赦免这百姓的罪孽，好像你从埃及到如今，强赦免他们一样。
According to the greatness of your mercy, just as you have forgiven this people from Egypt until now.
所以在这里看见，他是叫着神的慈爱，求神你不要灭绝他们，你赦免他们。
And it is according to God's mercy.Moses asked for forgiveness of this people.
但是以色列人是活在罪的里面。
But the children of Israel were living in sin.
因为以色列人他那时候是已经有罪孽了。
Because they already had that sin.
但是求神要赦免他们的罪孽。
But then Moses prayed that he would pardon the iniquity of this people.
但是上面十七节告诉我们也知道神不以有罪的当无罪的。
And that's why we read earlier that by no means he was...Clearing the guilty.
他既然在罪里面，神不能把有罪当无罪的，但是神要赦免他们的罪。
He cannot just turn the guilty into not guilty, but what he can do is to pardon the iniquity.
那罪的后果，罪的刑罚，谁来承担？
Someone has to bear the consequence of the sin.
所以在这里我们看见，能赦免他们的罪孽，有神的慈爱。
And that's why we can see that whenever there's pardoning of iniquity, associated comes with it is the love of God.
因为人犯罪了。
Because men sin.
神绝对不会把有罪当作无罪的。
And that he could not just clear that iniquity.
神不会说啊，你这个罪我不计较，你算了就没有了。
That, oh, you did it, I would just pretend I didn't see it, and so now it's fine.
神是公义的。
Because he is righteous.
为了满足他的公义
To fulfill that righteousness.
他就要预备这个救恩
He has to prepare the salvation.
但是在那个时候我们看见那个在生命节里面看见有 五个祭里面燔祭平安祭赎愆祭赎赎罪祭赎罪祭有五个祭
That in the book of Deuteronomy we saw there were five different offerings sin offering, peace offeringtrespass offering.
但是我们在新约我们更清楚地看见神爱世人将他独生的儿子赐给我们叫我们信他不至灭亡反得永生。
And yet in the New Testament we see that God has an ultimate sacrifice which is that we would not perish but have eternal life.
所以说在这里我们看见神要赦免他们他为了满足他的公义他就差遣他的儿子代替了。
So what we saw was that God sent his son in order to be the sacrifice for our sins.
所以他们不至于灭亡是我们神的慈爱。
And so the fact that we do not need to perish is because of God's love.
是神他在他的慈爱里面为人预备了救恩。
In his love, he prepares salvation for mankind.
因为今天在我们这个事情在以色列身上发生的。
Because what happened to us is exactly what happened to the children of Israel.
但这个事这个慈爱也发生在我们身上。
And so this love, this loving kindness, this mercy also was upon us.
如果不是耶和华神的大慈爱,
if it weren't for God's love,
我们也是灭亡的,
we also were destined for destruction.
我们能够被拯救, 被得到这个恩典, 完成是神的大慈爱。
The fact that we can have salvation today and be saved, it is because of God's love.
所以在刚才我们所读的罗马书里面我们看见,
so in the book of Romans, we saw
刚才读的罗马书五章八节,
in 5:8,
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们的死, 神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
所以到十节里面, 因为我们做仇敌的时候, 且借着神儿子的死得与神和好。
And in verse 10, for we were still enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son.
按照我们本相图,我们是他的仇敌。
According to who we are, we are but enemies of God.
如果是他的仇敌,我们是该死的,该灭亡的。
And we're deserving as enemies of destruction.
但是今天我们能够被拯救,完全是出于他的大慈爱。
But today we can be reconciled, it is because of his love.
这些神的慈爱曾经在以色列身上,以色列的百姓是经历的。
And this is the same thing that happened to the children of Israel.
今天这个事情,神的慈爱也在我们身上,我们经历的。
And this is the same thing as we experience today.
这个偏安的滋味我们尝过的。
This blessings of the Lord we have tasted.
想想我们在得救之前,
think about the days before our salvation.
我不知道有几个一听见福音就得救了。
How many of you, just as soon as you heard the gospel, you were immediately saved?
那时候我们心里,看看在我们没有得救的时候,我们心里是多么的刚硬。
And to think of those days, how hard our hearts were when we were yet to receive the gospel.
因为既然我们那么刚硬,神没有放弃。
And even though our hearts are so hard, and yet the Lord did not give us.
神这灵感动了他的儿女,一次两次的把神的慈爱大大明面前,告诉你救恩的路。
And through his steadfast love, he encourages brothers and sisters to his children to come time and again to us to speak of the gospel.
当你有困难的时候,等感动他们的儿女, 觉得爱心帮助你,
and even when you were going through difficulties, again, he sent his children to help you time and again.
最后一天,你得救了。
And so one day, we finally received his salvation. And were
你看看, 你的得救容易吧?
How easy was your salvation? Was it easy?
多少次神不放弃的爱? 如果按照我们的本能,
and was it not because of his tireless love towards us? Otherwise, we would have been destroyed.
如果我们没有救恩,我们罪怎么样?
And if it were not for his love and his salvation, we would be headed into destruction.
我们能够被拯救,
we are no longer in that state. It is because of his great love for us.
这个慈爱,这个平安的滋味我们尝过了。
We have tasted of that heavenly love.
这个味,这个平安的滋味是何等的甘甜。
And indeed, how sweet it is.
但是在后面我们看见神是何等的爱我们。
And so through it all, we see how truly God loves us.
他没有放弃。
He never gave up.
他一次两次打发他的仆人,圣灵来感动,把他的救恩带给我们。
Once and twice and then again, he would send his servants in order to speak the gospel into our hearts.
这一切都是神的恩典。
It is all by his grace.
但是神也把他的见证托给我们。
But at the same time, he committed his testimony to us.
今天他是他的爱。 把我们从罪恶里面救出来。It
was his love that have saved us from.
但是他也要让我们活在他的爱里面。But
he also wants us to live in his love.
所以我们知道在那个约翰福音十三章里面。
So in the Gospel of John, verse 13, chapter 13.
约翰福音3章里面34节35节，他说：“我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。”
In John 13, starting from verse 34, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another.
所以到35节，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
And again in verse 35, by this all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
我们尝过神的爱。
We have tasted God.
是神的爱救了我们。
It is God's love that has saved us.
他现在还要让我们活在他爱里面。
And that He wants us to live in His love.
十三章三十四节里面，他后面还说，我怎样爱你们，你们要怎样彼此相爱。
That in chapter 13, verse 34, it says, As I have loved you, you also love one another.
也这是神托给我们的见证。
This is the testimony that God has committed to.
下面三十五节讲得非常的清楚，你们彼此相爱的时候，自然就认出你是我们主的门徒。
It cannot be more clear in verse 35 that if you love one another, others will know that you are my disciples.
这是神托给我们的见证。
And that is the testimony that God has committed to us.
叫我们能够活在他爱里面。
That we can live in his love.
因为只有在这个爱里面能为他做见证。
And only when we live in his love can we be a testimony for him.
因为神已经把这个爱赐给我们了。
Because he has already given us his love.
我们知道当我们信他的时候。
When we believe him.
不但我们罪得了赦免。
Not only were our sins forgiven.
他还把他的生命给我们。
But he has also given us his love.
因为在他生命里面就有满了神的爱。
And in his life, it's full of his love.
我们就能够把这个生命活出来，就把神的爱活出来。
So through that life, we can live out his love.
今天我们能活着。
And today, when we live,
实在是神的爱。
It is because of God's love.
我们能活是神的恩典，是神的怜悯。
It is his grace and his mercy.
神留，把我们留在这个地上。
He has left us on this earth.
是叫我们为他而活
so that we may live for him.
因为我们在哥林多后书里面五章里面他告诉我们
In 2 Corinthians 5 it says
他说原来基督的爱激励我们因我们想一人既替众人死众人就都死了哥林多后书五章十四节
In verse 14 of 2 Corinthians 5For the love of Christ compels us because we judge this. If one died for all, then all died.
十五节，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
And he died for all that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again.
所以说再看见，今天留在我们里子。他为我们死，他叫我们抢了他的爱，他要我们今天为他而活。
We have experienced that ourselves that when we have tasted his love, that then we can live for him.
我们能够活，我们有气息，都是神的恩典，他的慈爱，他的怜悯。
It is by his grace, his mercy, and his love.
我记得在2020年代的时候，疫情来的时候，那时候三月份关门的。好多弟兄姐妹有一个祷告。
And I remember back in 2020, during the COVID days when everything was locked down, that many brothers and sisters had a prayer.
他就是说我今天不被这个疫情感染了，是神的慈爱，神的保佑，我今天平安了。
And that we were kept from the pandemic. It is truly God's love, God's
grace. 所以说他每一次出门的时候，每天早上起来的时候，一个祷告，主啊，你保守我平平安安，不要被疫情感染了，因为我要存活。
And then so they would pray in the morning that God keep me so that I will not be affected by it.
他要我们活在地上，要听了祷告，我们今天还活着。
And so God listened, and we're still here today.
但是神要我们是为着他而活。
But God wants us to live for Him.
他的命令叫我们彼此相爱。
And his commandment to us is that we love one another.
神的爱我们尝过了，这个天恩我们尝过了。
We have tasted his love, his blessing.
特别是最近，我有一个很深的感觉。
And there is something that I have very deep feelings about.
神留给我们的，我的脸绿，实在是神的慈爱和怜悯。
And
神留给我们，我们的脸绿，现在叫我活的是神的慈爱和怜悯。
And what we experience is by his love and by his grace.
因为我最近看了好多医生。
Because I have seen a lot of times doctors.
前一段时间里面，不知道为什么我头一直痛，差不多痛了两个月，我吃什么药都没用。
And I don't know for what reason, but I have been having this like headache, and no matter what I take, it's not helping.
他就会第一个怀疑，可能你那里面有东西。他说你去脑科去看，你说MRI干的什么一大片检查，你马上去。
And so the doctor said, well, maybe something going on with your brain. You need to see a brain doctor.
但是那个因为是什么药都没用，他差不多有两个多月，所以后来我就看脑科，看一大堆的检查。
And so they couldn't quite figure it out, and I went to the specialist on brains and a lot of tests.
后来最后给我一句话，没事，你放心，没事。
And so in the end, they said, well, actually, you're fine. Everything looks fine.
我心脏也说也看到心脏科，他差不多有一年三个月一直检查，检查最后说没事。
And same thing. Then I went to see the cardiologist, the specialist, doing tests.And in the end, they said, everything is fine.
神的肠胃科、泌尿科，还有我的肺科，还有我的鼻、五官科，这个鼻子科，发现一大堆，他说，因为我就感觉这里有东西，但是我咳出来就是没东西，好难受。他说是这个检查，那个检查。
And so, but I've done that with many other things, with the lungs, the nose, the ENT, pulmonologist,and it's very similar, but it's just I needed to see them because it felt like something was off.
差不多在半年之前就到现在，我看了好多医生。
And so half a year or so ago, there was a time that I went to see a lot of different doctors.
他告诉你说没事，平安，没事，你不要担心。
But in the end, they said, "Don't worry, everything looks fine."
所以说我到神面前祷告，神啊，你还留给我的脸绿，就是你还要让我成佛。我知道我的功课还没有毕业。
And so I told the Lord that I know I have not graduated from the school of Christ yet because I still have lessons to learn.
他留给我还活着。
I'm still living.
所以后来我看见哥林多后书五章十四节跟十五节里面。
In 2 Corinthians,
他说他替我们众人死，是叫我们活，但是我们要为这位主死而复活的主而活。
He said he died for all that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him.
这是神的慈爱。
And that is his love.
神要我们把他的爱借着我们活出他的见证来。
That through his love, he wants us to live out his testimony.
这是我们能够为神而活的一个见证。
And that is a testimony that we could live out for him.
所以说啊，你要知道，没有经历的时候，你没有感觉，就是说我们一天都活的是平安。是什么味道？
And so sometimes it may feel like there's nothing going on and it's just another day.
如果有医生跟你说你可能是癌症，你那个以后医生检查你没有，你知道那个是什么感觉吧？
And so now next time you know that something seems wrong and they say maybe it's cancer and but then it was actually fine and you know that feeling.
如果没有这个事情，你好像一天一天活的有空气一片了，这个好像是理所当然的。我们今天一天一天就活得好好的。
And so you, sometimes you almost take for granted that you're living, everything is fine, and you're breathing, the heart is beating.
所以当神有一天的事情临到你身上的时候
，And so sometimes when these things come to you,
他一大堆这个好多检查，我觉得说一大堆讲不完，反正每一个一大堆的检查，抽血的什么检查一好，他跟你说没事。平安没事，你知道什么感觉吧？
And so when you did all these tests, you did all the blood tests and all these things, and then in the end they said, no, everything is actually normal. That is because we do not live in vain, but that we're here as his testimony.
感谢神没有给我这样的难处，所以我们有为他们这些难处，求神保守给他们恩典。And
I indeed feel for many brothers and sisters who have sicknesses and weaknesses in the body, and I do not have that, but that is because God wants to commit His testimony to me.
所以我们平平安安活的是多好的一件事情啊！
So how good is it that we actually don't have these issues? And we can live, and it is because we can live for Him. But sometimes I feel that among brothers and sisters, that maybe we're very healthy. But when it's nothing, then you want to make it into something.
他在那里吵架，在那里生气，在那里计较。神的话说，你们要彼此相爱。And
then there could be strife, there could be arguments, anger, and yet God said, love one another.
神的话就是说，你要饶恕那些得罪你的，这是神的话。And
God said, forgive those who offended you.
我们的人啊，就是不没那么容易饶恕。
But we are, it's hard for us to forgive. And sometimes you just can't take the fact that someone said a few things that you did not like. And sometimes we felt really not happy because of what other things have said, because you thought you have the reason. You have the reasoning, and then you get angry.
你要想想啊，你看人那些的，你没有经历病痛，你不知道他们的难处。那一些病痛的没办法，那的病痛的弟兄姐妹，他在病痛里面，他那样的艰难。
And think of those who are in weaknesses and sicknesses in their bodies, that what they are going through, how difficult it is.
神给我们一个健康的身体。
And yet God has given us a healthy body. It is only because of His love, grace, and mercy. We have to live for Him. So how is it that we still have time to get angry, to argue? And that is to make... And I really experienced that myself, that the doctor said, no, you have to see this specialist, you have to see that, you have to do these tests.
神留给我们，给我们勉励，这是神的慈爱，叫我们平平安安的活着。
But He has given us days so that we can, in peace and in health, be living testimonies. And if we can live for Him, so that the day when we see Him face to face, and that when we live for Him and we see Him face to face, the joy that we will experience is far greater than the joy that we'll experience even.
如果我们见神的时候，神能够说，你这个又良善又忠心的仆人。
And that when we see Him face to face, He can say to us, that you good and faithful servant.
这是多美的一件事啊！
What a wonderful thing that would be.
如果我们见他的时候，他说，你这个又懒惰又恶的仆人。
And yet, if we see Him face to face, He said, you lazy and wicked servant.
如果你听到这句责备的话，你知道你损失的是什么？That
you know when you hear that, what you actually lose.
神叫我们活着。He
said,
我们没有这说，我们的存活完全是他的慈爱和他的怜悯。
our living today is all based on His love and mercy.
在以色列人的身，以色列百姓的身上，我们看见神的慈爱，神的怜悯。
Through the children of Israel's life, we can see God's love and mercy.
但是我们不能藐视神的恩典。
But we can look lightly upon that grace.
以色列人许多他们不好的是我们的境界。
And that oftentimes that is the bad example for us.
我们不要效法。
That we should not follow their example.
但是在以色列他百姓里面也有一些信心的见证人。
But sometimes you do see those who are faithful.
在希伯来书十一章里面讲了一大堆信心的在亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，许多的信心见证人，他们所走的路是我们所效法的。
And you can see many people of faith that they have been featured in Hebrews 11, from Caleb to Abraham and others.
因为我们也知道，但刚才我们所读的民数记十四章里面。
And in Numbers 14 that we read earlier.
他跟以色列百姓说，我有这么大的神迹跟你，你还对我还没有信心吗？
That you have experienced such great miracles many times again.
我相信，那相信我们每一个，我们第一个月的每一个月第一个礼拜，我们都是在这里讲见证。
And of course, every first week of the month, we here have testimony.
我们知道这些见证就是见证你神在你身上的所经历的许多的事情。
And that is for us to testify what the Lord has done in our life.
我们也知道，如果叫弟兄姐妹讲见证，有好多神的启示在我们中间发生。
And that if we were to do such testimonies, there are many miracles even among us.
我们经历神的见证的时候，我们应该有信心，我们能够。
And that we should have the faith that we are living for God when we give our testimony. I can think of just in my own example that God has done so many miraculous things in my life.
我记住我以前刚来美国的时候，没有多刚来美国没有多久的时候，那时候我还欠债。
And that when I first came to the U.S.
那时候为吐血吐了七天，那个时候没有保险，医院没钱进去。
And I remember the days when I had no insurance.
所以你看，刚来美国没多久又欠债，为吐血，你们知道为吐血是要死人的。
And these are without insurance, that it's actually a little bit risky.
你没钱看啊，你又在那边祷告，你就吃了几天那个没力气了，就开车的时候人就是说，恍惚的，就是前面的路都看不见了，因为全有的太多人闷了，就停在路旁停下来，在那主啊，你要救不救我也死掉。
And I remember because I had no money or insurance, and so I was going through these sicknesses that I was not able to drive, that I had to pull up the roads and pray to God to save me.
我记得那时候我痛得很厉害。
Because I was very, I was in much
pain. 那次胃出血是差不多那个脚痛，每两个礼拜每两个小时痛一次，每两个小时痛一次，那是痛得我受不了。
And these ulcers are tough because it's you get really painful every 2 hours or so.
所以说那时候祷告，一祷告看见啊，里面舒服的，好的。
And so through prayers that God was able to relieve that.
就这样好了。
And then so it's also better, there's no more of that bleeding.
三天以后叫胃镜，那个伤疤还在那里。
And of course, the scar is still there.
他医生说你这个你吃什么药啊？我说我没吃药啊。那你全指了，我说我祷告。
And the doctor was amazed because he said, how can it be? And I said, well, I prayed.
所以第二次另外一次也是旅行的时候，在另外一个又出血。所以这一些神迹随着我们。
And so it is, and that's why I say that it's miracles like these that surround us.
所以我想想回想神的恩典，我能够存活完全是神的恩典。
And I think of his grace, the reason why I can stand here today is all by His grace.
是神的慈爱和神的怜悯。
It is by His mercy and love.
其实我小时候我也是很皮的。
And in fact, when I was younger, I was also mischievous.
那时候我糊里糊涂，你知道，我在乡下，我乡下的门口是那个民家，那个水流很急的，我常常去那里去玩水的。
And I used to play in the water in the creek near my house.
有时候因为水涨潮的时候停了。你玩的，因为小孩子不知道水文嘛。但是在水开始退潮的时候，它退潮的时候，水流得很急的，就是你就要被它冲走了。
But sometimes playing in these creeks can be dangerous because the water flow can increase suddenly, and when that happens, then you get swept away.
那时候我看自己被水流冲走，我咬不到岸上，这样没气了。后来我就祷告主啊，我妈妈的神，你救我，叫我能够回游去。
And I remember one time I was swept away and I couldn't get to the shore and I prayed to God that God of my mother saved me.
所以在那里，因为咬不动了，就是用自己的力气浮在那里一下，也不知道多久，在沙滩上飘到沙滩上，我就走上来了。
And eventually something floated me and I was able to get ultimately to some sandy shore and then I just climbed up. And that's why I say so many miracles that I can think of.
为什么神要么求你要把这个神迹叫我们来经历神的神迹，你看见神的神迹。
And why does He want us to experience these miracles in our life?
他就告诉我们个事实，神是可信的。
And that is because He wants us to know that He is faithful.
我们要凭着信心，我们为神而活。
And by faith we can live for Him.
我们要知道神是爱我们的。
Of course we need to know that He loves us.
神的恩典够我们用。
And that His grace is sufficient for us.
不管我们发生是任何事情，不管有多大的难处临在我们身上。
No matter how great the situation we're facing.
只有我们清楚知道一点，我们的神是爱我们的。
But we just need to remember the one fact, which is that God loves us.
我们有神的慈爱，我们有神的看顾。
And that we're in His care and we have His mercy.
神的恩典够我们用。
And His grace is sufficient for us.
我们可以面对任何的事情，我们可以经历任何的事情。
We can face any circumstances, any times.
今年的好像我们这里的题目是我们讲到神的爱，神的慈爱。
We know the theme this year is talking about God's love.
当我们来回想神的慈爱的时候
，But when we think of God's love,
当我们来述说这个爱的恩典的时候
，Then we can remember His grace upon us.
是神的爱救了我们。
How His love saved us.
是神的爱激励了我们。
How His love encouraged us.
也是神的爱吸引着我们。
And how His love drew us.
让我们能够来到神的面前跟他亲近。
So that we can draw close to Him.
但是在这里哥林多后书里面告诉我们。
But again, in 2 Corinthians, it tells us.
他爱我们为我们死。
He loves us that He then died for us.
他是叫我们能够为死而复活的主而活。
So that we who live should live no longer for ourselves.
当我们在这里想起神的爱的时候
，and because when we think of God's love,
我们不是说说而已。
We don't just say it casually.
因为这个平安的这位是神的爱，我们尝过了。
We have indeed tasted of His salvation.
我们尝过这个平安的滋味，我们知道他这个的甘甜。
We know how sweet is His love towards us.
但神的命令叫我们能够活出这个爱。
But God's commandment for us is that we will live out His love.
求神用他的话来激励我们。
And so may the Lord use His words to encourage us.
要帮助我们。
And to help us.
叫我们能够为我们的主而活。
That we may truly live for Him.
但是我们也知道我们还是软弱，我们亚当的旧生命还在，我们还有很多失败。
We know, however, we are but very weak and that the Adamic nature very much still sometimes is in us.
但是我们有信心。
But we have faith.
我们有神给我们的信心，我们有主的爱。
Because we have the faith that is from the Lord and that we have His love in us.
让我们能够为他而活。
so that we may live for him.
那我们唱这些话，我们彼此激励，彼此勉励。
May we through these words encourage each other.
那我们都做个为主而活的人。
That we can be those who truly live for him.
Yeah, 我想我的话就停在这里，就是圣灵的感动，两三位弟兄姐妹有一点祷告。
And I will stop here as the Holy Spirit prompts us, maybe a couple of brothers and sisters can pray.
God bless us so much. You are just love and mercy, you are not seen. Even like the Israel people, they were like rebellious and against you, even sinned. But once again, you have forgiven us and still give that the grace to us. We thank you just for your love. We also thank you that you use our brother to encourage us to just love each other. We, on this way, our brother said, we really thank you that we are today just still like surviving, not because of that we just are able to, but because just of your love. We just love you back and leave that love out. Love our brothers and sisters. Thank you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen.
我们感谢你，赞美你，谢谢主。你知道我们的本相，主啊，我们本是悖逆的、不幸的、侥幸的，主啊，你也知道我们常常拦阻了你的旨意，也成为别人信息的绊脚石。但是主啊，你知道我们的本体，主啊，你没有按着我们的过犯和我们的罪恶来待我们，主啊，你乃是怜悯我们，当我们回转到你面前，在急难中向你呼求的时候，主啊，你就伸出你医治的手，你大能的手来拯救我们。主，我们感谢你，赞美你，我们也求主你继续坚固我们的信心。主啊，你知道我们的信心常常摇摆不定，但是主啊，我们今天信道是从听道来的，听道是从神的话来的。主啊，因为天地都被改变，你的话安定在天。主啊，我们今天的信心的根基在你的话语上面。主啊，你怎样说就怎样成就。主啊，也求主你纪念那些在病痛患难当中的弟兄姊妹，因着你受的鞭伤，我们已经得了医治；因着你受的刑罚，我们已经得了平安。主啊，就求主你医治的大能也运行在他们的身上。你怎样恩待我们施灵弟兄，你也恩待他们，使他们的身体灵魂都得到你的医治。主啊，使他们能够回到我们中间，一同来敬拜你，赞美你。主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你。这样祷告是奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
Sister Pray, dear Lord, we want to thank you. We want to praise you. Truly, you know who we are by ourselves, and that you know that we are those who but block your will and become a stumbling block for others. And yet, you did not deal with us as such. And that whenever we turn to you, you reach out your hand to help us. Therefore, we pray that you do strengthen our faith. Our faith is indeed so weak. But we know that the word today is from you, and the foundation of our faith is in your word. And we also want to remember brothers who are sick, and that you indeed would heal them, and that you by your healing may lift them out of their sickness. And we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
主啊，你的
些许
话
啊，
讲给我们的听，我们真的感谢赞美主。主啊，你把我们从埃及当中领出来，主啊，从红海当中走甘露，被我们领到牛奶与蜜之地。主啊，你是借我们的福分是何等的大，你是给我们做把我们教授过来做你神的儿女，我们怎样为着你的儿护呢？主啊，我们真的荣耀的时间，我好几十年没有为你而活。
只有为自己活着，我们可以请你的荣耀，你叫了我们有目的的，你叫了我们为了你的教授，我们要做你美好的见证，主要是我们加添我们的力量，在我们活着的时候为你做美好的见证，使我们在你面前真的也刚强壮大，我们在你面前靠主得胜，只要主同在我们就够了，要主同在我们就平安。主，我们谢谢大家的弟兄姊妹都一起在听你的话语，圣灵的感动，我们只要教会纪律和使洪福的恩典给我们每一位弟兄姊妹够用，感谢大美主，荣耀都归于我们的主，谢谢主，祷告奉耶稣的名，阿们。
Sister Pray, dear Lord, we want to thank you for your word to us. We do want to praise you, for you're the one who saved us from Egypt, from the Red Sea, and bringing us the land of milk and honey. So great is indeed your salvation.And that we have received your grace, and we want to be those who live for you, for you have given us a glorious hope that we may be living for you today. May you do strengthen us, that you would keep us in your peace, and as we listen to your word, may you put those words in our hearts. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
主啊，真的是信主的人，不仅有你的恩典和怜悯，更有你的大能，更有你的神迹和力量相随。主，我们实在感谢你，你也说你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善的，投靠他的人是有福的。主，我们今天真的是站在你的恩典中，我们知道你是信实可靠的神，我们要将一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你，也感谢主从岁首到年终对我们的看顾和保守。主，我们感谢你，我们将祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的名。
Sister Pray, dear Lord Jesus, we do thank you, we do want to praise you that indeed you have spoken to us todayThat we indeed can be here and living for you is because of your love, your mercy, and your grace towards us. And that we have indeed tasted how great is your blessing, that we are in your care. And we do want to render unto you all the adoration, praise, and worship. And remember how you have kept us through these years, through these days. We want to thank you and praise you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for your incredible life and this is great to the Lord. Before coming in, we just pray before the day. Lord, you are so faithful. You keep our word, giving the beautiful testimony. Lord, at the end of 2024,And 2025.
Lord, we need counting our grace. Our grace is not our worthy to gain. Just God is so faithful. When we were soaked in the sins, He died for us. He hanging on the cross, shed His precious blood, redeemed us. How much we shall say thank you.And we need everyone counting your grace. When we didn't know you yet, you already kept us. After we receive your grace, you continuously, daily, take our burden and take our trouble. You are our refuge. You are our strength. And anytime we have problems,You give us help. That's our God, the passion of God, the love of passion with us. We count in our grace daily. We're so thankful. We gratitude before our Lord. Lord, thank you and praise you. We no reason without live for Him. We should whole soul, whole heart, whole mind love our Lord.And live for Him daily. Lord, you are worthy. We are not worthy. We are still have some lessons on the earth. That's why you leave us still on the earth. We need all kinds of lessons you give us. That's you want to discipline us. And you are so holy. You want us holy. And we can face to face to meet you.Lord, we are waiting for you to come back the second time. And we pray for that. At that time, face to face to you, we are perfect. We will be perfect because your marvelous work. May you our majesty, Lord. Lord, we thank you. Thank you so much. In Jesus' precious name to pray. Amen.
Amen.